Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're celebrating. That's right. We're celebrating the names, the lives, the sacrifice of the men and the women who've died to support us, to defend our liberty. Welcome back to the show. Ken Davis is here. Ken's the author of Don't Know Much About, a series of books, including others that you can find at don'tknowmuch.com. Is that right, Ken?
That's right. Don'tknowmuch.com is the website, and you can read more about Memorial Day there and more about American history. And the piece that we sometimes forget when we think, oh, the good old days, they understood all these things. It's interesting to see that Memorial Day, by the time the turn of the 20th century, had already become the summer holiday picnic that many people think of it as, even back then. And it took another event to change how we see Memorial Day once again. And, of course, that was World War One. Mm-hmm. 102 years ago, November 11th, 1918, World War One ends. Mm-hmm. The loss of 100,000 or more men in a very short period of time, really a matter of months.
Yes, right.
The losses. And so that brought back the idea of marking this day once more, and it was because of World War One that we decided to build the Tomb of the Unknowns, mm-hmm. which was created in Arlington and was dedicated in 1921. So next year will be the 100th anniversary of the Tomb of the Unknowns, and it really changed the way that the war, the Memorial Day was recognized. It was no longer a Civil War holiday, which it had been from mm-hmm. all of its history from 1868. It was now going to be a day to mark all those who had died in service to the country. And that's what we're really marking.
And 100 years later,
we're marking.
Go ahead, finish it.
I say this is the Lincoln explained what this holiday was about in the great speech of American history,
yeah.
the Gettysburg Address. And when he talked about those who give the last full
poured
measure of
out.
Devotion, that's what we are marking.
Poured out in that great language. So, Ken, as you say, 100 years later, it's about all of them. And I did the math on this, Ken. I went back and based on a little research I did, and I included the MIAs, 740,569 men and women that we celebrate their lives today. And I encourage people to think about the difference between freedom and liberty. Freedom is something that I believe that freedom comes from God. Liberty is a contract you and I give to each other. I think that they did more than die for freedom. They died for liberty. And at least our Americans died for the ideal of liberty, a contract that you and I give to each other. And it's only valid if I continue to extend that to you. And that's an ideal. That's more than freedom, I think. What do you think?
Completely, and I go back to Abraham Lincoln and the Gettysburg Address, a new nation conceived in liberty.
Yes.
This was the nation was born with this idea. Mm-hmm. And
it's a new world word, isn't it? Liberty.
Say again?
It's a new world word, liberty. It was a concept. People knew about freedom, but the liberty thing, that was different.
We're getting into the philosophy here, and it's an important one because a lot of people feel right now, we have to put it into the modern context, connect the history to the headlines, that their liberty is being taken away because they're being asked to make a sacrifice for the better good mm-hmm. of the nation, of other people. And so liberty comes with a price tag. Liberty comes with rights, obviously, and responsibilities. And so when we think about the American ideal, we think about we the people coming together for the common good. And that's an important idea that we should be thinking about today. You know, Jim, I always think about Memorial Day as being a kid. It was much more important in many ways than the 4th of July. Mm-hmm. It was the day, first of all, it happened during the school year. So it was the day that all the schools got together and, mm-hmm. and got a day off. But we didn't take a day off. We marched in a parade in mm-hmm. my small town growing up. And so it was this day of community and coming together, much more so than the 4th of July, which is, you know, just fireworks and having fun. So I think that that's the ideal that we have to be thinking about and talking about today, that when we are talking about this idea that Lincoln said these men died for, and of course many women as well mm-hmm. at this point in our history, that these people died for something that's very, very profound. And it is a government of the people, by the people, and for the people, as Lincoln said in that speech. And that's what we should really be focused on today.
Well, that's exactly right. And when you think about what we've just gone through, you know, I in my piece this weekend, I tried to mush together Memorial Day and the coronavirus pandemic. And we have, as citizens, you alluded to this earlier, we have a lot, extended liberty to our governing leaders who may or may not have the authority to lock us down, but we've still extended that to them. I think that's a form of liberty. Ken, I need your website one more time.
Don'tknowmuch.com is the website. You can read more about the history of Memorial Day there. I'll explain to you why we buy those poppies, for instance.
Hey, Ken, thank you for being home. Here. Good job today. Come back soon. Ken Davis.
Thanks a lot.
Quick break. I'll be right back. Does
anybody really know what time it is? Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.